We one of the topics that was suggested by one of the high school boys. Someone's chavrusa here. I forgot who. Chaim's adoption in halacha. I bought a sefer a while ago. I have no idea why I bought the sefer. There's a whole sefer on halachos of adoption, so it would probably take a long time, more than 10 minutes, to go through the entire sefer. But I was just very excited to use the sefer. I hadn't used it yet, so I decided to put that topic to the top of the list. First of all, there are several mamari chazal about the value of adopting a child, of adopting a Jewish child. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Tesef and Beis tells us that anyone who raises an orphan in their house, it says if they have they are the parent of that orphan. The Gemara in Ksubas Taf Nun says, "Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Osei Tzedakah B'Kol Eis." Fortunate are those who do Tzedakah B'Kol Eis. What does it mean, do Tzedakah B'Kol Eis? V'chiyav Shalasu Tzedakah B'Kol Eis. You'll be poor if you're giving Tzedakah every single second. Is it possible to do Tzedakah every moment of your life? Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, yeah, it's possible. Zeh Megadol Yasam Yisom Tach Peso Masiyan. Someone who raises an orphan in their house and they marry them off and they raise them to adulthood, that's Tzedakah B'Kol Eis. It's the highest form of Tzedakah. So the Gemara has very strongly nice things to say about someone who adopts children and who takes care of children. So much so that there may be halachic benefits in terms of the area of Puruvu. The Chachma Shlomo, in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezra, Shlomo Kluger writes in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Nistapakti b'misha gidel yasam yisam b'toch beso inechshav zeh kiyum piri v'rivya." He says, I'm not sure, it might even be a kiyum mitzvah of Puruvu. Because after all, Chazal say, he quotes the Gemara, it's ki'ilu yelado. Maybe it means that literally, ki'ilu is a literal ki'ilu. It's as if you were yelado, it's as if they are your child. So he says, l'chora, it could be that that's a kiyuma mitzvah of Puruvu. Now, it may depend on there's a machlokas between the Taz in Yerodea Sim Reshma and Beis Sivka and Aleph and the Drisha, whether Lashonos like ki'ilu generally mean a total equation, or it's an approximation, but not a total equation. When you say ki'ilu, do we mean it's really the same thing? Or it's the same idea, but it's not quite kosher style. But it's not really the same thing. But at the very least, many poskim recommend that if a couple has difficulty having children, and they can't do the mitzvah of puruvu together, so many poskim recommend, based on this Chachma Shlomo, they should adopt a child. Not just for their own emotional needs, and the need to give, and the chesed that it will involve, but that could also be technically a kiyum mitzvah of Puruvu on some level. The Chazon Yecheskel in the Sakdama to Maseches Yevamos also writes that Kol Hamelamides Ben Chaver Torah Kiilu Yilado Kol Megadol Yasom B'Toch Beso Kiilu Yilado. He says Yeshivoy Amishkal B'Tzar Shel Gidul Yasom B'Toch Beso Kineget Tzar Hirayon Umachove Haleda. He says the trouble and the difficulty and the challenge of going through this mitzvah is equal to going through pregnancy and childbirth, the pain of pregnancy and childbirth. Shkulameim rachmei ish chesed kerachim aval banim al zera lolo v'rachmei ish rachmaniya she'emis al zralsa yelad zar k'gmul alei imo mitoch ava mu'umetzes. He says, it turns out that the ability to develop that emotion, to treat someone else's child as if it's your own child, and to give to such a child is as great, if not greater, than the ability to give to your own children and the pain that one goes through in order to raise their own children. And therefore, he says, it is ki'ilu. It's literally the same. So that's what I mentioned. In Pischi Tshuva, Neven Ezer, Simen Kuf Nandal, Tzivkot and Chav Zayin, he quotes the Tshuva's Batei Kuhuna, Simen Aleph, that if a couple can't have a baby, they should adopt. But it's not always so simple. There does have to be a certain amount of research that has to be done. You can't just take any kid off the street and assume that everything is okay. The Nachlas Tzvi writes that one of the great milos of Klal Yisrael is the pride that we take in our yichus and our ability to maintain that yichus. If one is not going to do any sort of research, and there could be all sorts of psulim in that child that you don't know about, based on his yichus, and everyone starts adopting children without doing any sort of research, we can really mess up the yichus of Klal Yisrael. It could be a very big problem. So we do have to do some checking. The question is, what issues do we have to check for? So first issue to check for is the kid Jewish? was his mother Jewish or was she not Jewish? If she is Jewish, then you need to figure out, is there a chashash mamzerus over here? If there's a chashash mamzerus, you can have a big problem on your hands. So Rav Moshe writes in Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Samach Dalid, that even if she was single, we're concerned, she might have slept with a relative. And it's chashash mamzerus. Meaning you need to really do some significant research. If there are paternity tests that were ever done, so you know who the father is, if she was ever married before, so you need to do a fair amount of research. If she's not Jewish, you need to figure out all the ger katan issues, because then you're going to need to be megayer him, so you need to go through all the ger katan issues. Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph, in Yoredei, Siman Kuf Samach Beis, strongly advises against adopting non-Jewish children. He doesn't think it's worth the going through all those issues, plus the fact that when there are Jewish children that need to be adopted, that's where our priority has to be in taking care of our own, taking care of children who, Rachman al-Itzlan, don't have anyone to care for them. The next issue you need to figure out is who is the father. Is the father a Jew or a non-Jew? Some poskim hold that if the father is not Jewish, the child would need a gerus l'chumra. If you look in Pesachei Teshuvah, Ebn Ezra Siman Dalid, he says as a chumra, even if the mother was Jewish. Okay, so you'd want to figure that out as well. Shulchan Aruch Ebn Ezra Siman Zayin Sifyud Zayin says if the father's not Jewish, the daughter can't marry a Kohen. So if it's a girl, you need to be careful. You need to know these things. If we don't know who the father is, which is obviously the most common, very often that's why the kid is put up for adoption. Single mother can't handle it. She doesn't even know. She slept with so many men. She has no idea who the father is. So in a place where Rov Yisrael, she is Muteres Lekohen, but in a place where it's Rov Akum, she's Asur Lekohen. But these are issues that need to be dealt with. Next thing you need to figure out is if you know who the father is, Kohen Levi or Yisrael. Maybe it's going to have major ramifications in terms of pidyon haben. Does the child himself need a pidyon? Do his children need a pidyon? Right? These are major issues. Marrying a grusha. If the child is a Kohen, he can't marry a grusha. Becoming tamei to a dead body. Receiving pidyon haben money. Can he be a Kohen for pidyon haben? All of these things. Does the child have siblings? This is another thing you would need to figure out. Because that has major yibum v'chalitza ramifications. If the child has a brother, and let's say that child grows up and he gets married and Nebuch, he doesn't have children and he dies before he has children, is his wife going to need chalitza or not? So you need to research that as well. Also, the Gemara Yevam Islam Zayin Beis, Yuma Yurchasam Beis, discusses the concern if he has siblings, Shami Yisa Basa Choso, he might end up marrying his sibling or his sibling's kid or something like that. And that could be a real issue. So that's why it is important to do research. But you know, once the research is done, and thank God there are tremendous organizations out there like OHEL nowadays that pretty much do, as my understanding is, they do a tremendous amount of the research for you so that you can know that you can comfortably really do this tremendous mitzvah of raising another child, of raising a child who doesn't have parents. Then the next question becomes, is it best to tell him or best not to tell him that he's adopted? Is that something that halacha even covers? Whether you should or shouldn't tell him that he's adopted. So there was a paper published by Rav Meir Steinberg, Zichron Levracha, who's on the Beis Din, Adayin in the London Beis Din, where he writes that he thinks you shouldn't tell them. He says, "Kedai laharshos lukrosesam umas al shem aviv megadlo, call him by this name of his father who raises him, by the adopted father. Kachu nirshem b'tu dosar shomiyot." That's what's always on the his birth certificate, not his birth certificate, but that's when on all the his legal papers. You could write a ksuba like that with his father's name. You could write get, no problem. Father's name with the adopted father is all good, and therefore there's no reason to tell him. Most of the Gedolei Yisrael very, very strongly disagreed with this. They said, absolutely not. Minchas Yitzchak writes, V'hine, lest in boshesh to asur lahalim machzavas hayelin mimenu. There's no shaila that it's asur to hide this from him. Mikama mechsholim amistavim. There are all sorts of problems you can cause yourself. Every time, and he brings rayas, that every time the Torah gives us this idea that it's ki'ilu, it's your child, the Torah also has another point to tell you that it's not exactly. Meaning that really, as if the Torah is trying to tell you that it's not mamish, a full-fledged child, in legabe all the halachos. He points to some sofer, Nebenezer Chel Beis, Simon Kuf Chav Hei, who lists the problems. An adopted father may die without a son, and people will be matir the mother without chalitza, because people are going to think that this child, he never told the child that he's not really his biological child, so what if the adopted father dies and doesn't have another child? Very often the case, very often they're adopting because they don't have children. So people are going to think that the mother doesn't require chalitza, you can be matir Yevamel. An adopted child may end up doing chalitza on a sibling who's not really a sibling. Let's say he's got a brother who really was a natural child of the parents. He's going to think he's a natural child. He's going to do chalitza again. Be matir vam l'shuk. Rabbi Nasha Klein, his Mishnah Halacha Chelul Dalitzim Kuf Samach Zayin, lists 14 potential problems, but he includes yichud, chibuk, v'nishuk, which a lot of the poskim are makel with adopted children, because he's not makel with it. So he includes a lot of those yisurim as well. In Rav Shurmach, in Shuvas Van Hagos, Chel Beisim, in Tafrei Shayin Zayin, also he says very strongly, you need to tell the children. He said this whole idea that it becomes your child, it's to the extent that the child never has to know where they really come from, he thinks is a very non-Jewish idea. He says, Adarabba, we want to show that we're doing this great chesed, that I'm raising you and I'm treating you, that's the greatest maila, that I'm treating you like my child, and you're treated the same as all the other children in the home, even though you're adopted, and you should know what your own yichus is, and you should know where you really come from, and that might cause even greater love between adopted child and parents. He says he thinks it's a terrible idea to hide such a thing from a child. The question becomes, when's the best time to tell the child? Okay, that's more of a, you ask your local social worker, psychologist, when the best time to tell the child is. But certainly, it seems that the large majority of the poskim assume that you are halachically required to make sure the child knows a little bit about what his yichus is, whose child he is and whose child he isn't. Okay, so Rashi Prakim, obviously.